Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking once again. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. And I have to tell you, we've got an exciting show. One of the things people are asking, what happened last week in the election? Well, I'll tell you about that, and we're going to get into presidential politics exactly what I've been telling you about. We've got to do a show on presidential politics, and this is it. You're going to hear Doc Holliday giving his take on who's jumping in the Republican primary and, hey, what's going on the Democratic side. Well, we're going to talk about presidential politics, time to do it, and this show is going to be about it, so get ready. But first, let me let you take a listen to this, and then I'm going to tell you about what happened last week in the election for the United States Congress. Doc Holliday was one of the candidates.
Here come the dancers, one by one. Your mama's calling, but you're having fun. You'll find your dancing lonely on the nightclub. Put your head together now and sing out loud. It's all part of my rock and roll fantasy. It's all part of my rock and roll dream.
Well, that was the old rock and roll band Bad Company singing "It's a Part of My Rock and Roll Fantasy." But now, the election last week, where Doc Holliday is one of the candidates, there's 13 candidates running for a special election. And you could say it was a rock and roll fantasy. It was a rock and roll dream. It was a dream for one of those 13 to become the new U.S. congressman for the 1st Congressional District of Mississippi. But just like the song said, the dancers coming on the stage, and that's what the candidates were like. And who could poll, who could know, and who could see if anybody's getting ahead? And what it ended up being, which was, looking back, may not have been a huge surprise, but it surprised a lot of people. There was, as I said, 12 Republicans and one Democrat. And what happened, the 12 Republicans split the vote up so much that the lone Democrat who had just signed up the last minute barely got his name on the ballot by getting 1,000 signatures and really had not put much money or effort. He put some effort, but I'll take my hat off to Walter Zinn, the lone Democrat, put some effort in, but didn't have a lot of money backing him up. And a lot of folks, the professional political consultants, didn't give him much of a chance. But what happened is he did get a base out to vote for him, and he got 17% of the vote. Normally 17% of the vote doesn't bode very well. But when 13 people are running, 17% of the vote made him first place. So he got the first position, and the top two run it off. So that left one position for all the Republicans. And Trent Kelly, and he is a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine before the election, a friend of mine during the election, and now he's a friend of mine after the election. He is in a runoff with Walter Zinn. So he had about 14% of the vote. And that was something that, looking back, he got his base out and worked hard on getting his base out, and that got him, propelled him into the runoff. And it would bode well for Trent Kelly if all the Republicans get out and vote for him. He should win easily. But the trouble is getting people out to vote. It was a special election, and obviously the only thing on the ballot, so there was not a big turnout in the special election. So I hope all the people in northern part of Mississippi. They're in Congressional District 1 who listen to this show. Make sure you mark it on your calendar, vote, or get your absentee ballot, because our next representative needs to be Trent Kelly. He is more in line with the values of North Mississippi. And I would like to say more about the race. I won't get into all the details. We've been doing that the last few weeks and keeping you updated about the race. And I wish I'd done better. I wish we had more voters out. But we did it everything we could. We worked harder than anybody. We worked extremely hard with getting signs out of the radio message. We got on television. We did everything in a checkbox you need to do. But we didn't get the votes we needed. But the one thing I'm proud of, my family, the kids, they and you can see us on our Facebook page. It'll be up for another week or two. But you can see how hard my children worked in the campaign. And we got a lot of comments from a lot of different candidates and their teams about how hard our children worked. And I'm very proud of each and every one of them. I'm very proud of my family. I sleep good at night knowing I did everything I possibly could and worked as hard as I could. And as I said before, we would be outspent, but we would not be outworked. So I feel very good about the campaign, and I appreciate my listeners. Some of you sent in some of your funds to help finance this campaign. So thank you for those who did that. And I'll tell you, we know we're a piece of the puzzle. Where does America go in the future? I'm very concerned. That's why I ran. But this show and other things I do, it's showing my concern. I hope I pass that on to my children. And I know, even though we lost, no one will ever be able to take that experience away of running for United States Congress. And my children and all that are involved in the team, I'll say one big thank you. And this show now is what I told you about. We got to turn back to the presidential politics. Been wanting to do a show about that since everybody's been popping in like popcorn, getting into the Republican presidential primary race. And also some things, interesting things going on the Democratic side. So let's get this show on the road, talking about presidential politics. Here we go. Well, let's start off with the Democrats. Let's look who's got on the Democratic field. We know there's somebody, everybody's saying will be the Democratic nominee, but let's look at some other folks. How about Vice President Joe Biden? Do you think he's out of the picture? Well, Vice President Joe Biden has always wanted to be president. So could he run? He's, I think, in his 70s now. Would he run for president? Don't put it past old Smoking Joe. Could you see him as our president and what he would be saying? He's said a lot of things as vice president, and the press lets it go. But Joe Biden is out there. One thing that some of you may not have heard, but former Governor Lincoln Chafee from Rhode Island. Now, he was a Republican, turned independent, now Democrat. So we could see Rhode Island, or he was, I believe, Senator, Governor. So he's got all kind of experience. He may run in a Democratic ticket. And who else? Well, there's Martin O'Malley in Maryland. We've talked about him before. He really wants to run. He's former governor of Maryland, and under him there was huge, huge tax increases, all kind of things that liberals love. And but that makes him, I guess, that makes him ripe to run for a Democratic nominee for president. But he's not the only one. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, he's the only one who proclaims himself, self-proclaimed socialist, and he wants to run for president. Could he run as an independent? Well, people are talking about that, talking about him running for the Democratic nominee. And then former U.S. Senator Jim Webb, who is more of a conservative-type Democrat. I say conservative-type, but he's a common-sense Democrat in many ways. He's not afraid to stand up to the Democratic powers that be. But former U.S. Senator Jim Webb, he was mentioned as a possible vice president candidate for Barack Obama. And so he is thinking about getting in this race for the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. So there's more than just Hillary Clinton. And I didn't mention Hillary because everybody says she's supposed to be coordinated as with the top prize of being a Democratic nominee. But that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to get it. We know there's some problems with the Clinton Foundation. We know there's problems with foreign governments given to the Clinton Foundation. We know there's still Benghazi out there. There's a lot of investigating that still has to go on. What did she do as Secretary of State? What about her emails that she did not keep for review? And there's a long list. Of course, the Clintons are known for getting off free, at least her husband was, that he can have scandal and just come out on the road, seems like. So you don't put it beyond the Clintons. They believe they are above everybody else, and they can do what they want and get by with it. And they have proven that they've got a very good record of doing that. So those are the Democratic nominees. And what happens when we get to the Republican side? Well, you say there's a lot of folks. Well, there was a lot of folks on the Democratic side. But there's even more people on the Republican side. Before we talk about the Republicans, I have to say a couple of things that the Democrats, if anybody runs against Hillary Clinton, and there's a lot of people who want to run, it's running for president, it's something that's ingrained into all politicians across America. And so to think that Hillary Clinton would just step right up and be the Democratic nominee is a far-fetched idea. But what she has that anybody that runs against her, they can go with ideas, but nobody will have the money that Hillary Clinton will amass. She's already started on it, has been started for years. And the thing is, anybody that runs against her will be smashed on radio, on TV, on all the ads, everywhere. So that's one of the formidable challenges. And who is going to give, who in the Democratic Party is going to give money against Hillary Clinton? I mean, if you want anybody that gives large sums of money wants to be able to have access, and if you want access to who you think may be the president, if that's Hillary Clinton, why would you put money in somebody, her opponent's campaign? It's not going to give you any access to the presidency. It's not going to give you input, and it's probably going to squander some any kind of capital in the Democratic Party. So, therefore, knowing that, the Democrats who don't like Hillary, well, they have to just about put up, you know, they have to shut up and put up with Hillary Clinton, because you don't want to be seen funding her opponents. And the Clintons have a good memory, and they not only a good memory, they know how to play the political game, and they play gotcha. And so, and everybody knows that. It's been around once with the Clinton administration, and now Hillary running. You know, if you mess with the Clintons, you're out of the picture. And so I don't mean literally out of the picture like some people claim, but I mean you will not have access to the presidency. You will not have access to the political power, and that's what big donors want to be. So anybody, when I mention it, even if it's Joe Biden, who's vice president, but Jim Webb, people, if they run against it, they're going to have a hard, very hard time finding the money to run. I mean, it's just hard to get people to give when you know any money you give becomes public knowledge, and the Hillary machine, the Clinton machine, will be against you for opposing Hillary. So those are things anybody in a Democratic Party that wants to run against Hillary has got to put up with if they're going to try to raise money. Now, just a minute, we'll get to the Republican side. Before we do, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net, and I'm glad to say we are looking at the presidential candidates. In just a moment, we're going to look at the Republican side. We have just talked about the Democratic side for presidential candidates in the year 2016, which is fast approaching, and so with all these different candidates running, we're taking a look at each of them. But I want to remind my listeners that we just finished a congressional race. Doc Holliday did not get the votes he needed, but I appreciate all those who got involved. Appreciate all those who have been listening to the show, and lots of a glimpse of what it's like to run for Congress, the United States Congress. And I've learned a lot, enjoyed every bit of it, worked hard. And once again, I appreciate our listeners putting up with me telling about what it's like to be inside the race running for Congress. Now, what we're going to do in the future in the shows is just like we're doing today. We're looking at presidential politics. We're going to break down policies. We're going to look at things and get back to where we can tell you things here on this show you won't hear anywhere else. So we appreciate your listening and allowing me to give you an inside, in-depth view of running for the United States Congress. And that was something special. I tell you, on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, you get insights you won't hear anywhere else. And we gave you an inside view of running for the United States Congress. So that's something you won't get on any other podcast. So let me just say this. Appreciate all our listeners. We're getting back into digging into the political realm and the policies and politics of the America. And we're still giving you insights. We're pushing things to the right. We need the right policies. We don't have them now in place. We need to keep working that way. So come along with us as we get ready to go into the second half of the show as we talk about those who want to contend for the Republican nomination 2016 presidential politics. All right, are you ready to hear about presidential nominees or finding a nominee for the Republican Party? We talked about the Democrats, but there is a huge field of Republican candidates and more waiting in the wings to announce. And we've talked about some before on Rock Splitting Politics, but it's been a while, so let's dig into it. Former Governor Jeb Bush, he was governor of Florida. Who is he? The brother of George W. Bush, son of George Bush the First. So, should we have another Bush? It looks like we're going to have a Clinton on the Democratic side. So, should we have another Bush? There are ties, and a lot of people think the name Bush bodes well as a moderate, as somebody can reach out into the Democratic ranks and get some Democrats. But now, really and truly, do you think any Democrat who's been waiting for Hillary Clinton to run for now 8 years since Obama's president, do you think Jeb Bush is going to get a lot of Democratic support? I don't think so. Independent support, maybe. But I think our country could do better than Bush being a Republican nominee. And maybe it's because of his brother and lackluster enthusiasm for George W. But I have to say that I don't think our country needs another Bush versus Clinton. But saying that as it is, we'll see what Jeb can muster together. Now, who else is running? Well, we know that United States Senator Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz has made a name for himself, but he's come in very quick. He has come in very quickly into the national scene. He's a freshman senator from Texas, elected in 2012. And now, do you think he could actually go straight up to the top? Well, there was a young guy, Senator Cruz, went to Harvard, highly respected and great grades at Harvard. And he helped, I believe, with some of the Supreme Court justice as far as doing a internship there, so has a lot on the ball. And his dad has been on his program, Rock Splitting Politics, before. So what about U.S. Senator Ted Cruz? Of all these things, I do believe there was a young senator named Barack Obama who went to Harvard and was highly acclaimed because he went to Harvard. Do you hear the same acclamation about Ted Cruz being one of the elite of Harvard? And the skills of his intelligence, I believe the news is not playing fair as they talked about Harvard and Barack Obama and being so intelligent. They're not saying the same thing about Ted Cruz, although he is probably much more intelligent at Harvard. I say that because I don't believe we've ever seen the grades of Barack Obama. He's keeping them locked up. So I do believe that the media is very unfair to Ted Cruz, and he's probably one of the smarter people come out of Harvard. You can talk to different professors there, and including some of the famous ones, and see what they think about Ted Cruz. But I will say this, Ted Cruz has an uphill battle because, number one, he is a fresh new face in the Republican Party. Number two, some people don't like his executive type actions. Now, he's a senator. He has to build coalitions and help build a consensus. And yet he acts more like an executive in the Senate, where he makes decisions and moves on them. So he does have more, maybe has a more of an executive mindset. Maybe the Republican senators want to be president to get him out of the Senate. I don't know. But I do know this. He's working hard. He's young. He's energetic. And everything what we had in 2008 was John McCain. Remember this, John McCain was older looking, and you knew he's up against the energetic young Barack Obama, rock star, and American people chose the young one. Now, will that happen when Hillary Clinton is getting long in tooth as far as her skin wrinkles and aging? And could it be we think of her having experience? But who knows? Because with Ted Cruz or some of these younger Republicans up against Hillary Clinton, maybe the American people. It was once said that the American people always picked the young, energetic compared to the old, wise, what John McCain might have been. So U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has that going for him. Also, we had on his show George Will when he was in town. I interviewed him, and he's on in our back in the archives. You can listen to that. But George Will, I asked him the question. You said in 1979 that Ronald Reagan was unelectable. Do you think that parallels to Ted Cruz? And George Will said, well, you never say never, because Ronald Reagan proved that. So I will say, Senator Ted Cruz has come onto the scene, and we'll just have to see what happens. There is a lady in the Republican field, businesswoman Carly Fiorina, and she is from California. She ran for Senate and got beat, but now can she be president? Since she's got beat in the Senate, can she be our president? Well, I think a lot of folks like the idea that the Republicans have a woman running and possibly need a VP. Now, could she catch fire and be the woman that gets the Republican nomination? She'd really have to catch on fire, because a lot of people don't know much about her, and she has never won a political campaign. And talking about never won a political campaign, there is Dr. Ben Carson, again, African-American, neurosurgeon. He has traits that appeal to all Americans, because he came from poverty and became a success story, and a very prominent neurosurgeon who's just retired. And I've met Dr. Ben Carson. I like him. I'm glad he's in the field. What does it mean? Will he build up steam? Well, being his first political campaign, and I'm saying that because I just finished my first political campaign as a congressional candidate. And I know there's a lot of things you learn going through what it takes to run for president. And Dr. Ben Carson has already made some mistakes, what he says of his speech, and then trying to go back and retract and redo that. So I think we'll see a lot of media scrutiny that's going to start frustrating Dr. Ben Carson, but we'll watch and see. We'll see how he does. But speaking about experience, look at all this field. There's not anybody that's run for president before that's announced now, except for Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, Governor Mike Huckabee. And I have him in our archive section where I asked him a question last year. But former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee does have experience. He has run for president and pursued the 2008 Republican nomination and came in really second behind John McCain. So he thinks he has a good shot at it, and he has put together a successful national team. And when I say successful, he's been successful in putting it together. He hadn't won a national office. That brings us, well, what do you think about Mike Huckabee? Is he's like Jeb Bush with Common Core, helped bring Common Core about, and now they're trying to hem-haw around that where they don't get caught up in the Common Core debate. But we'll have to watch with interest what Mike Huckabee says about it. But that brings us up to we have these they have announced. And how about Governor John Kasich? I've talked about him even on election night last summer, or I mean last November, when we talked about he could be the biggest winner because he handedly defeated his Democrat opponent and showed that he could reach out and get Democratic votes in an all-important state of Ohio. So very enlightening there. So Governor John Kasich now of Ohio could very well be someone that comes on strong that we haven't heard much about. If he comes in here fast and strong, I think his ideas and a balanced budget, and he did do a balanced budget when he's the budget director in the United States House of Representatives back in the late 90s. So that could be someone that we really have to watch. So many of these people are people we have to watch. But let me go to a couple more of these that have already announced. I told you there's a whole lot of them. But United States Senator Rand Paul, and I've met Senator Rand Paul up in D.C. a couple years ago. I believe he has got some bold new ideas. I believe his boldness goes beyond what the Republican Party is really considering doing. But I do like the fact that he appeals and reaches out to all voters. And now there's a fresh, talking about fresh young faces, there's one, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, maybe had the freshest face, and he has announced for president, and he's not going to run for the Senate. That's the contrast to him with Rand Paul. Rand Paul wants to run for the Senate and for presidency, and Marco Rubio says he won't run. He will not run for the U.S. Senate seat so in Florida. So that opens up the door for others, but that means he's concentrating solely on running for the president of the United States. So Marco Rubio looks like he's in a good position, and he's on everyone's short list for vice president. Of course, he's running for president. Former Governor Rick Perry of Texas, longtime governor. You remember, I was there on Tampa when they had CNN Tea Party presidential debate in 2012, and Governor Rick Perry got up there, and he had a mind warp where he couldn't think of some things he was trying to figure out, and just made fun of him on Saturday Night Live. And he had back surgery and didn't tell anybody that. And he looked stiff, and he looked like he just wasn't ready to be president. And his material as far as being president, it went down real quick in 2012, and he just didn't look like he's all there. Is he going to come back being bold and able to pronunciate his words? Well, we'll see. But it also brings us to Governor Scott Walker. Again, he hasn't run for national office, but he has run three times for governor because he got a recall. And he ran three times in basically four or five years. He got elected, they had to fight a recall, and he's got reelected. So Governor Scott Walker, in a blue state, mind you, has shown that he can get voters and he can win elections. So that's someone we have to watch with a lot of interest. Now, that there are some more, like U.S. Senator, like the governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal. And Bobby Jindal has a chance to really get in and upset some people, but he doesn't have that charisma factor. Again, he might be running for a seat for the VP, so he hasn't really actively declared. There are other people that, I'll throw some of their names out. Chris Christie of New Jersey has not announced. Of course, he would come in formidable if he came in. There's also, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has made some mentions he might run for president. And also former Governor George Pataki of New York and Governor Mike Pence of Indiana. Again, they're both good people. They might throw their name in the ring. So a lot of people talk about. Some people say Donald Trump. I think he's just a publicity stunt. He's got so many, quote, dead bodies, or he got so many things that people can unearth. I just don't see him running for president. He may be more a publicity stunt. So there's a lot of people we've talked about, and the presidential sweepstakes have begun. I don't want to get all into details. We just don't have time. The show is coming to an end. But I wanted to bring forward all these people who are running for president. And we got a unprecedented time to study these people and see exactly what their policies will be. So please stay tuned with us right here on Rock Splitting Politics as the presidential sweepstakes starts heating up. And we're going to carry you along right beside each and every week. So I do want to say once again, thank you to my friends and the listeners who supported my campaign for Congress. We came up less than what I wanted, but it was a good learning experience. And great things come for those who go out and walk and go out and reach out and step forward. And I stepped forward. Glad I did. Glad I got good friends and listeners like you who were able to keep me enthused and cheer me up. And now as we gear up for the presidential race as far as politics and the Rock Splitting Politics crew, right here we will provide to you the best inside story you can see. So listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Tell your friends and neighbors. And I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.